Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
We're going to talk about Alzheimer's and its relationship with drugs that are used in Ozempic, I believe. Hello, doctor. Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. What have we got here? I was going over the information and I'm not confused, but I'm I'm intrigued. How about that?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
So the data that came out recently about drugs like Ozempic and similar things used to treat diabetes is basically that people with diabetes who were on these drugs seem to have a lower risk of going on to develop Alzheimer's disease or other types of dementia. Teasing apart why that might be can be pretty complex, for sure, because I definitely get patients who ask me when they see these sorts of studies in the news, you know, should I go on this medicine? Is this something that's going to keep me from developing Alzheimer's disease? And the short answer is we don't exactly know. One thing we do know is that controlling certain general health problems like diabetes is really important in terms of reducing the risk of dementia as people get older. So whether that's diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, any kind of other just chronic health issues that have been persistent throughout a person's life, if those things aren't managed well when they're younger, it does lead to an increased risk of dementia down the road. So these more recent studies try to take a closer look at the specific drugs that are obviously quite popular right now.
Yeah.
And these are observational studies for the most part, so they can't determine a direct causal relationship. So we can't say for sure that go on this drug means it will lead to, you know, X result. But it does tell us a little bit about risks. And the follow-up time for these for this particular study that was reported was relatively short, on average somewhere around about 2 years or so for most patients. And part of that's just because these drugs haven't really been around for that long. But it's important to keep in mind that problems like dementia take quite a long time to actually develop in people. So you may not be getting the full picture when you're only really following up over the course of a couple of years. But all that being said, there certainly seemed to be a noticeable difference in risk with people on these newer drugs, like Ozempic, Mounjaro, even Jardiance, which is a slightly different type of drug. I think it just kind of goes to show that, you know, these newer approaches to managing some of these chronic medical problems is probably going to be a very important thing in terms of managing dementia risk in general over time.
So, Ozempic, what was it originally meant to do?
Well, it was originally just meant to help manage diabetes.
Right. And then it became this fad thing about losing weight. Right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No. This would be the so would I be correct in saying that this is sort of the third use of it?
That's fair. I would say at least third. There have been a number of studies over the past couple of years. Again, just observational studies, so
right.
We don't know exactly what the cause relationship is, but things like people being on Ozempic just having an overall reduced risk of dying from anything. Just, you know, people are more likely to stay alive if they're on these drugs. They found, looking back at data during COVID, people who were on these drugs and got COVID were less likely to have serious complications. And how all of that works is very hard to know, but I think that as we keep looking at data for different diseases, it's probable that we'll continue to see certain benefits. And it's hard to say whether or not those benefits are just because people on these drugs just have much better controlled diabetes, and having much better controlled diabetes puts you at a lower risk for dying and puts you at a lower risk of other chronic health conditions.
So this is just in a study scenario. There's no actual conclusion. There are maybe indications that maybe, but there's no definite conclusion. Am I right?
You're right in that it's the data from this study is not strong enough to say for the company to be able to go to the FDA and say, hey, we want you to approve we want you to approve Alzheimer's disease as an indication for using this drug.
I think they'd love to be able to do that, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, any company is going to be in favor of more reasons to be able to have their drug prescribed.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that there are some clinical trials that are going to look more specifically, kind of in a forward-looking manner, at people with diabetes on these drugs and track them in that regard to see what their risk might be. And that kind of study is something that is more likely to be able to draw really firm conclusions.
Maybe this is asking too much since this is just in the study stage, but do you have somewhat of a timeline where you think a conclusion would be reached and Ozempic and that type of drug would or would not be used in cases of dementia?
Well, so one thing to keep in mind with any kind of study looking at outcomes related to dementia is that the studies do have to follow patients for a longer period of time. Like if you think about studying a cancer drug, you might be able to give the person the drug and then, you know, do a scan, you know, just several months later and see, you know, is the tumor bigger or is it smaller and kind of see the effect that way. Because dementia progresses pretty slowly, you really have to follow people for a longer period of time, usually minimum of a year and sometimes longer, before you would really be able to expect to see any kind of significant difference. So given that there are a couple studies that are currently underway, you know, I would anticipate probably within the next couple, few years or so to have some data that maybe shows a little bit more of a firm conclusion regarding whether or not this is something that really does have the direct effect on dementia risk.
Well, I would expect that folks with relatives who have suffered from dementia and other problems would be asking about this from now until the time that it comes out. Do you have people who, I mean, they would, it would be like one of the biggest things in medicine in quite a while.
Oh yeah. I mean, anytime there's something that shows that there's a good sized effect in terms of reducing the risk of dementia, it's a pretty big deal. And the other important thing too here is that, you know, these are studies that are looking at people with diabetes and their risk of developing dementia, not just, you know, anybody off the street. And so, you know, sometimes I'll have patients who ask, like, oh, should I be on this drug to help reduce my risk? I think, well, you don't have diabetes, so we don't really know if it's going to help. And the other complicating factor, too, is these sorts of medications, especially things like Ozempic, Mounjaro, those meds, they're pretty potent appetite suppressants. That's how a lot of people tend to lose weight. And one problem in some people who have more significant memory issues is that they might actually forget if they've eaten or not. And so if you make them just never hungry, they might forget to eat quite a lot and lose some weight. And that has its own, if they lose too much weight, that has its own risks.
Well, thank you for coming on, Doctor, and all of you over at Northwestern Medicine, the best of luck in your pursuit of cures for dementia and related diseases. Thank you for being on.
Absolutely. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Dr. Ian Grant.